W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hello, friends. We're back a day after the most recent Kings of Anglia podcast. We're back with a very special show because a certain Mr. James Norwood signed for Ipswich Town yesterday, and we're back, you may have noticed, with the sound quality. We're not in our usual IO radio bunker because the studio is not available. It should be for us. But we're back in the old studio. This is Kings of Anglia Unplugged. Obviously, I'm Mark Heath, and the man to my left, my only friend in this studio, is the man who told you back in March that James Norwood was going to sign for Town, and he only bloody got it right, didn't he? Stand up, Hutch Hogan.
If you throw enough darts, you'll hit.
Not so, my friend. You're far too modest. Far too modest. Anyway.
No, we did okay with this one. This, I don't think this is a studio now. This used to be our studio, didn't it?
It's just a room.
It's just a room now, considering where we've been before.
Plenty of good memories. But Hutchie, yeah, so this is literally just a special Norwood mini KOA podcast to talk about the guy signing yesterday. Hutchie, your first thoughts. James Norwood has signed. 32 goals he scored last season. The most prolific marksman in the country, along with Sergio Aguero. And he signed a three-year deal, exactly as you said he would. Your thoughts to begin with?
It's hard not to be quite excited by it. You don't score 32 goals in a season if you're not a good player, a good finisher, and you're not on a hot streak. Ipswich have signed a player on a hot streak. We know full well that you can sign players from divisions below and they don't make the step up. We've seen that. You can sign players in form who have had great seasons and it takes time to adapt. The hope has to be that Norwood's different, can carry that confidence over, hit the ground running. And if he does, who knows what can happen. He's clearly got something about him. It's just up to Ipswich to make the most of him and provide him with the chances that they need and hope that hot hand continues.
Town fans very excited, of course. Sent into meltdowns before he signed yesterday by a sighting of his car at Portman Road with a very distinctive number plate. No prizes for guessing that was his car. So that was good. How should we do this, actually? Because obviously, for me, there are two things. There's the player, his goals, his game, and there's a second bit, which is Norwood the man, which is almost as interesting.
If not more
interesting. Maybe, should we start with him as a player then?
Yeah.
Because you've been looking back at his game, looking at the goals he scored last season. For those, I'm sure there's a lot of you out there have seen his goals by now. But for those of you who haven't, Hutch, if you could just take him through Norwood as a player and the sort of goals he scores.
Okay, well 32 goals last season. We'll get to those in a minute. He scored double figure goals in seven consecutive seasons for Forest Green and then Tranmere. He scored goals for Forest Green despite playing wide on the left the vast majority of the time there. And then the move to Tranmere has very much seen him play as a central striker. He's a number nine, really. He's got the number 10 on his back, but he's a number nine. He's a goal scorer, and he plays centrally often on his own in a 4-3-3, which you think would suit what they're going to do at Ipswich. More specifically, last season, which is really the one of interest, his first season and only season as a League Two footballer. 32 goals, 19 of them with his right foot, 10 of them with his left foot, and 3 of his head. So he can score all kinds of goals. The vast majority of those are inside the box. I think 5 or 6 of them were inside the 6-yard box, but there were 2 or 3 from outside the box as well. But he's instinctive, he's clinical, and he knows his way to goal. He's calm, and he's a good finisher, and he can score all kinds of different goals.
And he looks strong as well. I mean, he's quite well muscled, isn't he, shall we say?
Yeah.
It's like a strong old boy. He's a bit of a throwback in terms of the way he looks, certainly.
Yeah, he's kind of a slightly bulkier Joe Garner.
Yeah.
A bit more bulk, same level of niggle. Opposition fans hate him. Home fans love him, much like Joe Garner. He's got, obviously, he's scored more goals than Joe Garner, has, but he's deceptively quick as well. He's certainly not built like a sprinter if you put him next to Caden Jackson, who Caden, as we know, lightning quick, looks like a sprinter, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Put James Norwood next to him, he's not a sprinter, but he's got a real turn of pace in the first couple of yards particularly, and he's got some afterburners to turn on as well, which can sort of see him breeze past defenders.
That's interesting you say that, because looking at him, one of my concerns, and obviously I don't want to pour too much water on the excitement, the fire of him signing, but as I say, he's quite big, and I did think originally, having watched him play, maybe he's a bit heavy, not overweight obviously, but kind of carries a lot of mass. But you're saying you don't think pace is going to be an issue?
No, he's certainly not slow. He's got, I think if you put him in a race with Caden Jackson, I think Caden would probably win.
Most
that.
Most people would lose that race.
But no, he's got some pace. He can he's clever with it as well. He can use it to drift past people. Doesn't always need to use it because he's positionally good. I think 11 or so of those 32 goals, I think it was 11, I've not brought my list in, 11 of them were being played in behind the defence. And if you're doing that, scoring 11 goals that way, you're not slow. You're using the space well, and you've got some pace.
He's a player who's going to need service, isn't he? It's going to be imperative to have the right people getting him the ball, because he's not going to craft stuff out of nothing by the sound of it.
No, he can make space for himself to shoot, but in terms of picking up the ball, dribbling past people and putting it in the net, that's not really his game. He's got a good first touch that can kind of take him past the last man, but like you said, that relies on somebody giving him the ball, which is what it just didn't have last season. I think they were the second lowest side in the championship in terms of shots, creating chances per game last season, and you would think that would change naturally anyway, given the drop in division. But that service needs to be there, and that would be with any striker that Ipswich signed this summer, or any of the ones that are there now. Got to serve them.
Where do you see him sitting then within Lambert's squad? Obviously, he's going to be first choice. Is he an out and out striker? Is he going to play?
I hope. Well, I would. Yeah, I hope so. I'd be shocked if he was anything but the. Can we call it a depth chart?
We like our American things. There's no stew here, so we can call it a depth chart. Yeah,
I'll be your stew.
Yeah, stick that.
I would hope he's a top of the depth chart for the central striking position. I'm sure he will be.
Yeah. Okay, so that's him as a player done. I think we said actually on yesterday's pod, didn't we, that he sets as a benchmark before every season 20 goals as kind of a minimum target, which obviously is what you want to hear. So 20 goals next season would do Town very nicely indeed. What about Norwood the man, if we can? Because he's a lord to begin with.
He is a lord.
He's officially a lord. He has a title. And he went to a private school as well, didn't he?
He did. He went to the same school that Eddie Izzard went to. Not at the same time, obviously. But,
posh boy. A posh boy.
I've never met him. It's not a case of kind of judging a man before you meet him. And I'm looking forward to meeting him, hopefully. But yeah, he certainly seems like an interesting guy with plenty to say. He's busy on social media, as many will have seen already. Like within a couple of hours after he signed last night, he was pretty prolific with some pictures, tweets, both to the Tranmere fans and to the Ipswich fans. So I think we could have a lot of fun with this guy.
Yeah, obviously I'm jesting there about the Lord. He is actually a Lord. He bought the title. Just tell us the story behind that.
I'll set the scene.
Yeah.
Pizza Express.
Obviously.
Eastbourne.
Yeah.
The lads have gone out for a... what's he probably had? Probably had a pizza.
I reckon he had a pizza, yeah.
He's probably had a pizza and a Peroni.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Absolutely.
And one of his mates has said to him, you do know you can just buy a peerage if you want, and that might get you discount or upgrades on flights and train travel. From what James has said, within minutes he was on the website, and for the sum of £35, which I believe that cost has now come down.
It's even cheaper.
In the late 20s now, £5, if you want to be Lord of Hogan Manor, I think it is, in Cumbria.
Right.
And he'd bought his peerage.
So he's officially Lord James Norwood of Hogan Manor.
That's his title. And I think for that he got like a metre square plot on this sprawling Cumbrian estate.
Yeah. Which he can build on if he wants.
He could do whatever he wants. I think he said he was going to buy some flats on it. Fill some flats on there. But he did say at one point that this was after promotion to League Two, that he might stop using the title because like being a lord when you're a team at the top of the National League is fine. But he said being a lord in like League Two is maybe a bit tin pot. But I completely disagree. I think he's a lord.
Absolutely. Hopefully he's going to be lord of the goals for Town next season. He also, I was reading, you read a little, you wrote a little background bit that was in the paper today and online about his story. And I also enjoyed the bit about him munching on hot dogs during a game. Just tell our dear listeners that story.
Well, we should maybe talk about his career a little bit, his journey to here at Sutton, which we'll do in a minute. But he started, his first professional club was at Exeter, and that was, he got in there via a trial and presumably some training matches as well. And during one of those games, he told this story recently that he was sat on the bench during this trial game, was a substitute, but got the munchies and nipped off to a nearby kiosk and returned with a hot dog and a Diet Coke.
Good choice.
At which point Paul Tisdale, the Exeter manager, turned round and just screamed at him, "League One footballer!" And perhaps questioned that.
Yeah.
But,
solid nutrition. Yeah. I like him. I reckon he'd probably listen to Kings of Anglia.
Probably. He'd probably come up. We should try and get him on.
That would be amazing. We could get him on. Maybe for a live show or something. That'd be brilliant. So you alluded there to his career. Just dot the I's and cross the T's on his career. So obviously he started out at Exeter.
He started out really, he's from Eastbourne in Sussex, and he played for England schoolboys while at school there. It's a private school where Eddie Izzard went. Then as a teenager while still at school, he played for Eastbourne Town, which I think at that time they were at a similar level to where Bury Town are around here now, which is what?
Ryman North,
yeah. Level, step three of non-league?
Step four.
So yeah, he played that at like 15, 16, which is impressive. England schoolboys, highly decorated, went off to Exeter. Interesting, he made his professional debut as a substitute in place of Marcus Stewart.
There you go. It was meant to be.
Yeah. So, and then he also made his final Exeter appearance as a starter alongside Marcus Stewart. So some nice bookends there. Mm. But it didn't really happen at Exeter. Four games he played. Loan spells happened, really. Went back to Eastbourne for a bit. Went to Forest Green and clearly did enough at Forest Green because they ultimately signed him full-time once he was released by Exeter. He was there for a good few years. Played for them in the playoffs, I believe, in the National League, and then moved to Tranmere and ultimately got them promoted from the National League and then from League 2 to League 1 last season.
Okay, what else do we know about him? I've got something that you told me that I like very much, in that he's a dog person.
He's got five dogs.
Five dogs, two of which are called Tyson and Lennox. So he's obviously a boxing fan, another big tick in the Heath book.
Yeah.
He's my sort of guy. So what else do we know other than the fact he loves dogs and therefore is a top person? He's very active on social media. He's got a flash car, flash whip.
Yep. What was the number plate? Norwood.
It's N-O-R 7
Wad.
Wad, yeah.
And I think he might have a picture of his own face on the number plate.
Why not?
Which, if you can, why not? I didn't know that was legal, but if you can, go for it.
He's a lord.
Yeah, a bit careless with his parking. Firstly, with that one, which obviously, you know, it's all fun and games, really, isn't it? It was all quite fun. So, but he kind of gave himself up, gave the game up in terms of him getting that deal done. And also, when Tranmere were on their promotion winning parade around Birkenhead after they'd won the playoffs, he managed to get himself a parking ticket while on the bus. So he'd just parked carelessly, probably because he was late.
Yeah.
And that money went to charity in the end. After obviously, it was discussed on Twitter.
He's also heavily tattooed, which is good for me. But one of the most recent tattoos he's got was his teammate.
He got Connor Jennings, who scored the winning goal in the in the playoff final. We got his initials tattooed on him, so that's there forever.
Nice, classy that. I also like the fact, and this is always a good indicator for me, that when a player leaves a club, the reaction of the fans and the club after the player's gone, and the Tranmere fans last night, there was no kind of animosity. It was very much kind of an outpouring of thanks, really, and kind of saying you've got such a good sign in there. Town.
Yeah.
He obviously has made a huge impact at Tranmere.
Yeah, I think he left in the right way as well. Yeah. This was all, you know, we've been reporting this for some time. It was clearly all, as we've said, it's been tied up really for quite some time. Mm. But he'd taken the time to sort of record a video interview with Tranmere saying good, thank you for everything, goodbye. Big statement on the website saying goodbye. He clearly loved it there. Mm. He absolutely loved it there. They achieved an awful lot together as a team. I think a core of that team were together for quite some time. But yeah, he left the club in the right way.
Absolutely.
I think, and then that's it's a big mark of a guy, isn't it, of how you do things like that.
I also want to point out that obviously when it was announced last night, and we got some quotes from him, and he ticked quite a lot of boxes in new signing bingo.
Yeah.
So let me read these quotes. Ipswich is a Premier League club. Ding. And I want to help them get back to that level. Ding. I've looked around the stadium and it's unbelievable. Ding. Looking at the size of the crowds last season, the facilities, I just can't wait for pre-season to start now. I had 3 or 4 Championship clubs make offers, but I spoke with Paul Lambert and he told me how he saw me fit into his team. It's a massive club. Ding. And I've seen how the fans get behind the team. Ding, ding. And I know what that can do for a football club. It was a no-brainer for me, really. I've come here to achieve things, ding. I have 2 promotions and Ipswich have got a good chance of going up next season and I want to be part of that. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
He's hit all the key
he's
elements
hit,
here.
He's hit all the bases.
New signing bingo. Yeah. Massive club, great facilities, great fans, going to get promotion. He hit it all, really, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done, Nick.
Good work, James. Yeah. Excellent work, James, if indeed you did say those things.
Yeah.
Anything else to add, Hutchie? Obviously, this is a short podcast, a mini podcast.
Is this an emergency podcast?
Is it emergency?
Did we call this? Is this an emergency meeting?
An extraordinary. That sounds better, doesn't it? You know, you have an extraordinary AGM.
Extraordinary.
An extraordinary Kings of Anglia podcast.
Any other business? I have got some other business.
Yeah.
He said there about Championship interest. He says 3 or 4. I know that Swansea and Hull were 2 of those. How far that got, I don't know. But I think Ipswich have been, as we've said, been in pole position for this for quite some time. They really, really like him. I think it's a good move for him because I would imagine he will have been told that you're my guy by Lambert.
My guy.
Yeah. He says about how he sees me fitting into the team, and I hope he just sees him fitting into the team as a goal scorer, really.
Yeah, well,
that would do. But yeah, it's quite an exciting one. It's not often. I know last summer, like Caden Jackson, Ellis Harrison arrived, having had good seasons the year before, but this feels different. 32 goals. Is a lot of goals.
That's, League 2 player of the season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's more than Harrison and Jackson had scored combined prior to that move to Ipswich last summer. He's making the jump from League 2 to League 1 rather than to the Championship, which is different, which is why I think it's a good move for him, because he may have seen what the players at Ipswich, their struggles were making that jump from League 2 straight to the Championship. I think for him it's a sensible one to go to a team that you would think will be competing at the top end of League 1 for a promotion. He knows how to get promoted. If he can help another team do it and take himself to the Championship, he would have been promoted from National League to League 2 to League 1 to the Championship, which is the best way to go rather than jumping leagues. Yeah, it's quite an exciting one. We'll see. Hopefully he can hit the ground running. It comes with risk, but everything comes with risk.
Signings, yeah. So Norwood and Dryan going to fire 20 goals between them each this season. Fire Town to the top of League 1 by Christmas, up by Christmas. That's the mantra. Any other, just before we go, any other kind of transfers, anything else happening? What's next? Is there likely to be anything happening now for a bit?
I don't know.
Doesn't sound like it, does
no,
it?
No, No, I'm not. I'm not sure there'll be anything imminently. Mm. I don't know. There's obviously other areas of the team they want to address, but I think it. I think adding goals is very much. They know that their team just didn't threaten enough.
Didn't put it in the score bag.
They didn't. Mm. They didn't net enough last season, and that was the real priority in addressing coming into the season, and they've done it. They talked about making signings early, and I guess this is early, isn't it?
This qualifies as early.
Before coming back for pre-season, yeah. which is great. He should be reporting with everyone else on the 24th of June, and then he's on board for the Germany trip, which is really important. They've delivered on this one. They've delivered what they wanted to do, and I bet they're really pleased to have got it. Mm. I've got it sorted, because I know they've been watching him for a long time.
Do you know who else has delivered, Hutch?
Who?
You, my friend. You have delivered. You're far too modest. Both you and Stu are far too modest to say this, unlike other people in football journalism. But you broke the story back in March that he was going to be signing. You stuck to your guns. You said it's happening. People started to panic and say you're going to end up with egg on your face. You stood firm in the face of that threatened egg. And yesterday you were proved right. So a fantastic job. I applaud you.
Well, thank you very much.
On behalf of all the Kings of Anger listeners.
I was just doing my job.
And Ipswich Town fans, if Hutch Hogan says something's happening, it's happening. That's the message. That's the moral of this story. Norwood is a blue, and we look forward to seeing what he does next season. There's going to be a little break in podcast next week, because both the Doctor and I aren't around next Monday, which means we miss our usual studio slot.
Unless anybody wants to hear me on my own.
Hutchie's Town Soliloquy.
For an hour.
It'll be interesting.
It'll be like a late night radio show.
Yeah. Just don't go to bed. Yeah,
I'll just whisper into the mic. This one goes out to all the friends of the show out there.
Yeah, it's a special little number.
I might do that. I might do it.
But I think there will probably be a podcast on Fixtures Day. Obviously, a week on Thursday, June the 20th, my birthday. I haven't mentioned that. If anyone's looking to send me gifts, I'll take anything really. That was just a very special unplugged mini podcast to talk about Norwood. Otherwise, we wouldn't get a chance. Hopefully you're all as excited as the club are and as me and Hutch are, because we're always excited. How long have we been running for, Hutchie?
22 minutes.
That should just about cover a bit of a commute. Someone's walked to work, hopefully.
Would that cover yours?
It takes me about half an hour. Mm. So not quite, but still quality. So
we'll
quality.
Leave the intro music running.
Absolutely.
For the rest of the 8 minutes.
I will, however, as usual, say if you enjoy the podcast, and we know a lot of you do, a few people emailing in now to say they enjoy it, which is fantastic. Can you remember the guy's name?
Paul.
Paul, thanks for your email. Subscribe on your various podcast providers and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. It's very much appreciated, and it helps us in the visibility in the charts, where we should be top. And yes, Norwood, James Norwood is a blue, as we told you. He's going to hit the ground running and score 40 goals next season.
40?
Maybe, why not? He got 32 this season, just warming up, isn't he?
I've got one more bit of business.
Go on.
What squad number is he going to have?
10, surely.
But this is where things get interesting, because then you're taking numbers off people.
Who is 10 at the moment?
Ellis Harrison. Obviously, he's been linked with a move away. Mm. I would hope that wouldn't happen, but it might.
He's not going to be 9, is he?
That's Caden Jackson.
Exactly.
But what do you do? Surely this guy wants prime real estate. He's worn 10 for most of his career.
Is there a culture in soccer, as there is in American sports, whereby players actually sell numbers to each other?
I don't know if money would change hands, but I know last summer Teddy Bishop was number 7. Mm. Paul Hurst told him, actually, you're not going to be number 7 next year. Do you want to be 15? Because Gwion Edwards is going to be number 7, and Gwion did offer to trade it back to him.
Right.
I don't know if cash was offered, but Teddy wasn't that bothered anyway. But who knows? But yeah,
when do we find out about squad?
That's
numbers?
Late July. That's my.
That's
my
your
Christmas.
Jam, isn't it?
Fixtures. None of this fixtures day nonsense. Yeah. It's all about
squad
all
numbers.
About squad number
that's
day.
What's important. Yeah. Okay. Well, lots to look forward to. Thanks for listening to this mini podcast. And Stewie, the Dr. Watson, and Hutch Hogan will get back to you next week on Fixtures Day. Thanks for listening. LETE!
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.